One of Seattle's best loved and hardest working bands is not a bunch of guys in flannel shirts wailing away on guitars. It's a soul band. After 7 years of weekly club dates in the Northwest, Mock Tube has released its second album on its own label and wants to broaden its appeal to the rest of the country. Marcy Silman of member station KUOW reports.
If the five musicians in Mock Tube aren't the hardest working men in show business, they sure come close.
How's everybody doing so far?
The band members play at least three club dates a week. Even on a Sunday night, about 100 hipsters crowd into one of Seattle's trendiest clubs to dance along.
We all get together Sunday night sometime at the Baltic Room, and we just throw down, so whatever occurs, occurs.
Daniel Spills is Mock Tube's keyboard player. He says the original group was formed after the musicians got together to throw down or jam in 1995.
It's not an open-ended, circa 1970s type free jam. It's very structured by the time we fall into the discovered jam of the moment. And a lot of that fuels how Mock Tube writes tunes as well.
Mock Tube first landed on Seattle radio with a song that came out of the band's first jam session with lead singer Reggie Watts.
You ain't got to be excited, cause I got enough to see us through. You don't have to whisper softly, I'm already there waiting for you.
Watts says all of Mock Tube's songs, even the lyrics, start with improvisation.
In the sense that there's a focus of trying to create a structure when we're jamming, and that can range anywhere from complete, zero, or it can be a system of changes or a concept of sound that someone's brought in.
Baby, you make me wanna get into you till there's nothing left to prove, yeah. Ooh, I just can't make it without you. No, no, I just can't make it without you.
Reggie Watts is a regular on Seattle's improvisational theater and comedy circuit. That contributes both to his ability to improvise lyrics and his shtick as the band's frontman. He often sings on stage through an old-fashioned telephone handset hooked up to an amplifier.
I don't need you anymore. I don't need you anymore. I don't need you anymore.
Reggie Watts has also been compared to some of the great soul singers of the 1960s and 70s, but the affable Montana native says his musical background couldn't be further from, say, Al Green.
My father listened to a lot of jazz, Miles Davis, Cannonball Adderley, and so forth. My mother listened to stuff like Nana Mouskouri and Edith Piaf. So I had like that French traditional music because she's French. So I got that influence of that kind of cheesy, I ran that whole gambit. So when I came to Seattle and played with some of the musicians that are still doing things to this day, they immediately thought, even the black musicians thought, I had this huge funk background and knew all of this African-American based music. And I didn't know anything.
That misperception may be based on Watts's appearance. Watts sports a massive afro, making him one of Seattle's most recognizable performers, as well as the centerpiece of Mock Tube, says Seattle Times music journalist Tom Scanlon.
Without Reggie, they'd be a really good band. With Reggie, they're something that's really hard to define, because he's got this great voice, he's hilarious, he's very personable. Everyone around Seattle knows Reggie. He's just one of those one-name guys, Reggie.
In addition to Watts' popularity, Mock Tube's appeal may be due to the fact that the band is the antithesis of 1990s grunge.
I ain't asking for another chance. What have you to offer in this dance? Why is it always been knocking on the door?
Drummer Davis Martin says what the band didn't have turned into its slogan.
I mean, it became a popular thing because we were from Seattle, no guitar. And then we kind of sounded like we had a guitar because we, tried to make up, compensate for that.
guitar envy.
Mock Tube stopped compensating and added guitarist Thaddeus Turner to the lineup a couple of years ago. Still Seattle Times music journalist Tom Scanlon calls Mock Tube's soul sound a welcome change from the city's more gloomy indie rock.
For me, I think a big sign that a Seattle band is big is not just that they're getting played on the radio, but that they're played in the coffee houses. You know, the coffee houses are kind of the cool scene in Seattle, and I've heard Mock Tube played in a couple coffee houses, so it's kind of the stamp of approval in Seattle.
On the other hand, Mock Tube has also been heard in the dressing room at Nordstrom. Maybe the only thing that's keeping the band from fame and fortune is the fact that nobody quite knows how to pronounce the name.
We're often confused with an Irish band.
Hi, we're McTubb. I'd like to play some soul music for you.
The members of Mock Tube are selling their records at shows, in Seattle record stores, on their website, and through Amazon.com. The band plans its first East Coast and European tours in the coming year. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Edwards.